So thank you, gentlemen, for coming on. General Marks, first to you. Moscow.
Good evening.
Anna, good evening.
You are the only one on yet.
Okay. I thought I heard some talking.
I have the TV on, waiting for people.
Okay.
I hadn't watched the news for a few days, so I was just catching up. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Today I spent filing. Tony refinished 4 filing cabinets for me, and I'm really filling them up, getting all this clutter out. Good clutter. Wonderful clutter. That I can't part with all these wonderful commentaries, you know. And my teachings and, you know, my notebooks over the years of, that I still have hopes of using again, you know. And then with the holidays and with people coming and going because they're off work, you know, so it was nice. And, you know, it didn't ruffle my feathers this year to hear someone tell me Merry Christmas. So that must have been a good sign.
That is a good sign. I take it you want to wait rather than move forward, right?
Yeah, I guess if no one comes on, we'll just wait.
Okay. Now we've still got a few minutes to wait.
Yeah, let's give it a few minutes.
Two more minutes.
Okay.
I've been thinking we will...
I was just going to say it's raining in here. It's raining in cold. It's done that all day. So it even got dark earlier. So it's like you lose track of time.
I understand. I'm thinking starting January 2nd, I'm going to do a morning class on Psalms to develop the recordings for the Tanit Dibur for the future years.
Okay. I
separated it
on the Psalms. I have a study guide, and then the Reform has come out. I just read about it this week. I don't know what the same thing is going on at the synagogue. Someone asked that we do that as a study. And I don't know, I've been saving over the years, particular when I come across something about a particular psalm, I save it. But I do have a study guide for some of the psalms. It was with a Hebrew teacher or something along the way, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, that's fine, because I find those kinds of additions to the classes to be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, if you want, I'll try scanning, or maybe the guide. It might be better for me just to print it and just mail it to you.
That would be fine. You need to get it here, I guess, by Friday, because I'm gonna.
Okay.
But January 2nd is next Tuesday, a week from today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, it's up to you, but I'm thinking that if you join the classes, and they're going to be at 10 a.m. Eastern, so that's 9 a.m. your time. I don't know if that works in your schedule or not.
Okay, that's 10 your time or 10 West Coast time?
No, 10 my time, 7 West Coast time.
Okay, so that's 9 my time. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I just don't know. I just have to wait and see, My days are full. They really are. I was trying to think when, when I could start the Sefer Yetzirah again. And we're just going to tell you, save me an hour somewhere. And maybe by the middle of January.
Okay. Well, any afternoon, depending on your schedule, by the middle of January, the 10 o'clock, 10 to 11 will work for me.
Okay.
Anyway, the 10 minutes are past, so.
Okay, let me ask you a question, and if you think it's worth asking. On Wednesday, I'll repeat it. If the nefesh is in the blood, and with the tradition of embalming, I know the blood is removed. Well, what happens to the soul? To the nefesh?
The soul.
I mean, I don't know what they do with the blood, but I'm sure they get rid of it somehow.
Well, it gets decayed. Wherever they put it, it gets decayed. So whenever it gets decayed, the
nefesh leaves.
The nefesh leaves that. The nefesh leaves the body when the body has decayed. So if it's pulled, the blood has been pulled out, the nefesh will go back into the body until the body decays.
Okay. Is that somebody?
Yeah, that is somebody, but we don't know who yet. Hello.
Martha?
Yeah, it's, I guess the second person doesn't want to identify themselves. And
well, I heard her say Malka very quietly. She sounded well.
Okay. Then we can begin with a L'shem Yichud. We are doing Chama, you should ask that question on Wednesday.
Okay.
We're in section 21 of the Parasha, or the Zohar on Parasha Noach, and we're in starting with verse 159, and I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkin kei bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Leakta l'shem yudhei bavavhei b'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononeihu. Asher haya devar Hashem elav lemor Yisrael. Yihye shemecha. Memtet Aid Kar Aka Yisrael Ela Vadai Yisrael Yihye Shemecha Vadai Leista Laka Leela Vela Atava Barit Kayama Leat Rea Behainu Diktiv Ki Azvu Beritcha, Bnei Yisrael, Ugin kach et mizbechotecha, aratu parasu. To whom the word of Hashem came, saying, Israel shall be your name. And he asked, what is the reason for mentioning the name Israel upon the altar? And he answers, assuredly, Israel shall be your name signifies fixing her to raise her up, namely to raise Malchut to the supernal Abba and Ima, and to return the Holy Covenant to its place. It signifies that Yesod of Zeranpin could unite again with Malchut, for there can be no union between Zeranpin and Malchut unless they return to the places of Abba and Ima. That is why it is written, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant and have therefore ruined your altars, which is Malchut, and by the secret of fixing of the covenant, she shall be rebuilt. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it looks like it's pulling together the verses that we've had before, but I need you to reiterate it.
Well, Malka, do you have any comments before I address it? I'm not hearing, so if she says anything, yeah, Let me know. Okay. The important thing to realize is Abba and Ima. Immediately, most students of Kabbalah go and say Abba and Ima is Chachma and Bina, but it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's the 10 sefirot within Chachma, and it's the 10 sefirot within Ima. So how do you fix Zerantin? How do you fix Yesod of Zerantin? By fixing the 10 sefirot within Yesod. And as you rebuild each of those structures, those 10 sefirot faces, the parts of theme, you rebuild all of the mistakes. You correct all of the mistakes. And the important aspect that is taught in this pasuk is that Malchut must rise to the level of Zerantin, and then together they need to rise to the level of Abba and Ima, or the level of Chachma and Bina. So the correction is always done with wisdom, at the level of wisdom, at the level of understanding, at the at these two sefirot that are always unified. And since they're unified, as you rise to them, whatever you is elevated to that becomes unified.
Well, I could see Malkut rising to Yesod, but I wouldn't have seen 10 sefirot within Chachma, even though I knew that there were 10 sefirot within 10 sefirot within 10 sefirot, you know, on and on. But I don't think I could I couldn't have expressed it that way. At least I didn't see it in that. Because, like you said, immediately I thought of Chachma and Bina with Ima and Abba, so...
If they meant Chachma and Bina, those are the words they would have used.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they used the Partuf names of Abba and Ima, it's telling you that it's the 10 sefirot that is within each of those.
Okay, so well, I would have taken it to be code words, but yet I knew they were Partuf. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that.
Should I go on to the next verse?
Yeah.
We still have a few minutes.
Yeah. Let's do one more.
Okay.
My grandson was supposed to call close to 7, and he hasn't called yet, but he'll call on the other phone, so I'm okay for now.
Pasuk 160. Tachate chozim zimna the Israel na'atru. Kaima Kadisha Gidein Avde Giyuma Leheila Vatata Vekad Shav Kiyakin Lehai Berit Gidein La Ishtakach Giyum Leheila Vatata Diktivim Lo Beriti yomam v'layla hukot shemayim v'aretz lo samti ugim kach v'ayrape et nizbach Hashem hecharus v'ki refua ihu hakehu V'dayv dehak mekayem lehahu atar dim hem nuta tal ya beya. Come and see. As long as Israel observed the Holy Covenant, they maintain the higher and lower worlds. But when they forsake the covenant, the worlds above and below cannot exist. As it is written, if my covenant be not day and night, it were as if I had not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. This is why it is written, and he repaired the altar of Hashem that was broken down. He asks if this is considered to be healing, and he answers yes, most certainly, because he maintains the place upon which faith is dependent. In other words, he observes the covenant, which is Yesod, and maintains the place on which Malchut, that is called faith, depends. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Is the word healing being used to represent the altar being repaired?
Yes.
And the covenant being in place?
Correct.
Okay. And Yirmiyahu, that's Jeremiah, right? The reference is to Yirmiyahu 33:25.
Yeah, no, that's applying to the quote above it. It's saying, and he repaired the altar. Oh, this is why it is written in that verse, he has repaired the altar of Hashem that was broken down. But he's saying, is this language a code word for the word healing? So we have to find out what is the word he used.
Okay.
Yeah, and it is the word for refi. It is the word healing. The Aramaic is veya rafe.
Okay, like rafe. Mm-hmm. Raphael rafe. Yeah.
Right. Idea. Same English.
So right.
He's asking, is this healing? And so what he's asking, but the answer is saying healing is repairing, and healing is making correction, tikkun. And that's an important question that you've asked that we needed to delve into. Healing we think of as cleansing, so that when someone becomes not well, it's because of a negative action. So when they heal, they've cleansed that negative action. These are metaphors, but they're also another metaphor of the same metaphor is they're making tikkun. They're making correction. So there's two ways to understand that aspect. You have a vessel, and you make room in the vessel for more light by removing the negativity. That's called cleansing. Or you repair the structure of the 10 sephirot, of the partsu. You repair that structure. That's called tikkun. And they're both aspects of tikkun that prepare the vessel for additional light.
Okay.
So now that I've confused everybody.
No, I don't think you did. I think that was clarification, because with Tevet, the month of Tevet, having to, you know, have the energy that it does. And I remember that you said that we would have the opportunity during this month to meet people from our past that we need to do some correction with. And maybe you didn't use healing, but that would help us correct something in our tikkun. So I think it goes along right with this month. Did you understand what I got to say?
I did. I did, and I'm glad.
I mean, I didn't want to go into a 15-minute explanation of an incident that happened to me this week, so I was trying to summarize again. I don't do very well with that.
No, I understood what you were saying. It's all good. So you all have a beautiful evening, and we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class at our 7 o'clock West Coast time class.
Okay.
Shalom.
Hi. Shalom, and thank you.